In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's very clear the theme for the readings today all talk about the will of God, especially the first reading we hear about, you know, the priesthood, as St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, telling them how the priesthood of the new covenant far surpasses that of the old, and that Christ offered himself once for sin, and that we don't have to be re-offered in the same sense as they did in the Old Testament. We celebrate the Mass. We represent the holy sacrifice at Calvary, but we don't re-sacrifice Christ. And of course, it's Christ who is the priest being offered and offering and in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. St. Paul was trying to show the Jews of his day about the importance of embracing the new covenant, this new testament that Christ had established with his death on Calvary, and how the priesthood is truly far surpasses that of the old. And he points out that the thing that makes it far superior is that because Christ himself, the Son of God, came to do the will of God, and not to offer something else in sacrifice, but to offer himself as a sacrifice for sin. And it is the will of God that he was doing that sanctified us. It is how our Lord has sanctified us, by consecrating us by his will, by uniting his will. As we know, his will is always the same as his heavenly Father, but the will of God was our sanctification, our salvation, that he wanted to undergo the most horrible torture and suffering out of love for us and for his heavenly Father. Then we hear in the responsorial psalm the attitude of one who is the good disciple. First and foremost, these are the words on our Lord's own lips. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not, then said I, behold, I come. And it is truly, you know, the will of God is our sanctification, and we must have that same attitude as Christ. The will of God is manifested to us in the teachings of the church, you know, or when we go to pray, that we are truly open to know what God's will is for us. What does he desire for us? And we pray that every day in the Our Father, the prayer that Jesus taught. It is central to that prayer, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we hear in the gospel today, you know, the those around our Lord as he's preaching, tell him, you know, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside wanting to speak to you. And he reminds them, who are my mother and my brothers? And he says, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. How important is the will of God? It makes us so united and so intimate with Christ that we are considered his brother, sister, or mother, because we are truly doing what is the hallmark of being a member of God's family. You know, God, in the Old Testament, the people thought it was a great thing to be just God's servant or his slave. To be, you know, they didn't have this maybe familial as well as we would think. In the New Testament, it's really made clear to us this intimate relationship that God wants to have with each and every one of us. He's no longer, you know, satisfied with just letting us know that we are his servants, or that we are but rather we are his members of his family by the will of God. The will of God is manifested in, of course, establishing the church to be the family of God here on earth and ultimately and finally all together in heaven with our Heavenly Father, with Christ our brother, and Our Lady our mother. And the thing that makes us all members of that family is not that we all have the same physical lineage, but rather we have the same spiritual ties, and that is that we all have done the will of God. We know that the will of God sometimes can be very difficult or very challenging at least, but we know with the help of God's grace, we're all able to do the will of God. No one will have any excuse at the end of their life for not being able to accomplish God's will. God is wanting and makes known to every man his will. And so therefore we must unite our wills, our desires, our desire for the good and to do the good, unite it with God's will. And we know that the will is not so much the intellect is always made to know the truth and to discern the truth and discover the truth in things. The will is not so, it's meant to love the good, and it only chooses the good, but it doesn't make the distinction sometimes between what is the highest good and what is a lesser good. There are people out there today in our world who are loving good things, but not the best thing that God wants for them. They're loving things that are good, but they're not the ultimate good or the thing that is the proper good in its proper order. And that is why the will needs help from the intellect to recognize the highest good and the goods in their proper order, that we don't place things, created things, above the Creator, and that we always want to do God's will above every other will, we want to place what He wants above our wants and His will above our will. Let us today pray, because it's the grace of God that helps us to do God's will. And Our Lady is our model. Our Lord was not at all putting down Our Lady, as we've said many times. He was holding up her to all of us, that the thing that makes her truly his mother was first and foremost that in her heart, in her will, she only wanted to do what God wanted. And because her will was so perfect and immaculate, it was able to attract God to become man in her holy womb. And to the degree that we do God's will, we can therefore become images of Christ. When we do God's will, we begin to reflect God in the most perfect way, in our words and actions, and in manifesting the works of God. When the Pharisees confronted our Lord, we heard earlier in the week, accused him of having a devil, and he said, to them, well, that his works were what manifested part of the fact that he was not of the devil, because his works didn't reflect the devil. He said rather to them that their works reflected who their father was. Their father was not Abraham, but the evil one. So when we unite our will to God's will, we truly do manifest where we stand. Are we doing the works of God, or are we doing the works of the evil one? Let us today pray that we will always have our will united with God's will. That is sanctity, that is holiness, and that is what we hope to have at the end of our lives, this union for all eternity, our will with God's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.